Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us for the second hour of the show on this fine day in America. We are and should be proud Americans. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to start by learning about tunnels to towers. Then we'll discuss buying food grown in America to help protect our nation. And then Gil and Skip will discuss the border and a book. It's a pleasure to introduce Gavin Naples from Tunnels to Towers. All this goes back to that horrible day that we now remember as 9/11, when two airplanes crashed after having been hijacked by Muslim terrorists, crashed into towers in New York City. So, welcome, Gavin. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Dennis, for having me. Appreciate it.
Tell us about your role at Tunnels to Towers. What do you do there?
Sure. So I'm the vice president of the new homeless veteran program here at the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Wow. Okay. You're just the right guy. Okay. Give us a quick, give a quick story of 9/11 and how Tunnels to Towers began.
Sure. So Brooklyn firefighter Steven Siller was off duty the morning of September 11th. He was going to play golf with his brothers. He had heard that the South Tower had been hit by the airplane. And so he drove his personal car to the base of the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, which connects Lower Brooklyn and Lower Manhattan. It was closed to vehicular traffic for security concerns that day, obviously, because what had happened. So he got out of his car, he put 50 pounds of gear on his back, off duty, and he ran nearly 4 miles through the underground tunnel into the South Tower. When everyone was running away from the towers, he was running towards them, and his body was never recovered. He died that day saving others. So from that sacrifice, his brothers and sisters got around a kitchen table and said that we need to honor what he did for our city and for our nation. And so they began the Tunnel to Towers Foundation to honor the families of fallen first responders and Gold Star families and catastrophically injured veterans. And from that kitchen table, they've grown it to nearly a $500 million a year organization that gives 95 cents of every dollar away to our programs.
Gavin, I'm a retired Army Ranger, and I say I never cry, but every time I hear that story of how this started, my eyes sweat.
Absolutely.
That's a serious story.
American hero. He was an orphan himself, and he left behind 5 children.
Wow. Well, this certainly does honor him, and I'm delighted to be able to be a regular contributor to Tunnels to Towers. Okay. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking about Tunnels to Towers with Gavin Naples. Talk to us about how Tunnels to Towers work. What does it do, and how can people plug into it to help it, to take advantage of it if there's a need? Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Of course. So from Steven Siller's fateful day, over the last 20 plus years, we've provided over 1,200 mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members through our smart home program all over the nation. Mortgage-free homes and new builds for our families of fallen first responders, police officers, firefighters, and EMT workers that are killed in the line of duty, as well as Gold Star families, which are the families of fallen veterans that don't return home from war. Over 1,200 homes have been delivered by the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Even still, our CEO and our board determined we weren't doing enough for our nation's heroes. So we began our new homeless veteran program that I oversee. It seeks to eradicate homelessness amongst veterans nationwide. There's over 35,000 veterans experiencing homelessness right now in our streets. The number is actually much higher, but that's what the federal government admits. And so what we've done in a rapid time frame to address such a monstrous problem is my team has developed a 2-prong model. We're going throughout the nation to the places where the rates of homelessness are highest, large metro areas. And we're acquiring hospitality properties and raw land, and we're developing permanent supportive apartment complexes with 24/7 wraparound services for our veterans. We have about 12 different projects, 1,200 units, give or take, in active stages of acquisition, development, and completion all over the nation, in Houston, Texas, Atlanta, Bradenton, Florida, Denver, Colorado, Buffalo, New York, Toms River, New Jersey, Charleston, South Carolina, Long Island, going to Charlotte. We have a litany of other markets that we're going to be penetrating in the years to come to triage the areas of greatest need to pair high quality permanent housing for our veterans with 24/7 supportive services for case management, behavioral health, entitlements assistance, employment assistance, peer support specialists, art therapy, music therapy, cooking classes, apprenticeships, everything that veterans need to address the root causes of why they're struggling with homelessness and work to rehabilitate and reintegrate them back into the community. That's our ultimate objective.
You know, that ultimate objective is what makes it all work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Taking care of people and tell them, you know, just stay here depending on us is fine for people who can't improve, but most of them can. And that's one of the reasons why I really support what you guys do, because helping people that are down and out and maybe have lost hope, but still have some ability and are leading them back to fullness to the extent that they can. What more could we want to do?
Absolutely. And for our older class of veterans that may have a little bit more trouble reintegrating back into the community based on their age, think you're sort of Vietnam War veterans, this is their permanent place to call home. This isn't a transitional location where you have turnover of people coming every 6 months. This is their permanent home. Again, our ultimate objective is that they go on down entrepreneurial career paths that we help them develop, where they go in to reconnect with their families, they go to buy homes or get larger apartments. But for those veterans that need that qualitative case management care and are looking for a long-term solution to live out their golden years in comfort and dignity, they have a place at our veterans' villages.
You know, that is so good. And while I don't want to get political, I am very annoyed that illegal aliens are being given that kind of support now and veterans are not. So you're filling a gap that, one, will probably always be there regardless of what the federal government's doing, but is especially important now.
We have definitely tried to identify those gaps, and that's where we're looking to fill in. We provide assistance to veterans that are about to backslide into homelessness as well, to make sure they're not backsliding into homelessness. Eviction notices, foreclosure notices. We help with mortgage arrears, rental arrears. And that's the second prong of our program, which is really our secret sauce. It's our national case management network. And that is a national blanket that we've cast across the nation to help any and every veteran and their family that's experiencing or struggling with homelessness right now in real time. So our veterans' villages are in large metro areas, but outside of these large metro areas, you have 75% of America. So we have an internal team of case managers, entitlements specialists, employment specialists, housing coordinators that onboard these veterans. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds every month that reach out to us. We provide them assistance to get them housed in their area. And then we work with over 1,000 supportive service organizations nationwide to give them that supportive service help on a more remote basis. We've helped over 5,000 veterans with housing assistance and access to services since the program's inception a little over 2 years ago.
We're getting close to being out of time. How can people get specific or plug into this? If I knew or if I am a homeless veteran or one that's really close to being that, who do I call? How do I plug in?
You go to t2t.org. We have all of our information on our program, how to apply for our program, all online. You can take virtual tours of our villages to see the caliber of what we provide and more information on the detail of the supportive services that are at these facilities, as well as what we do with our National Case Management Network. And you know, for our donors, $11 a month goes a long way at t2t.org.
And I strongly encourage everyone listening to do that $11 a month, because everything he just described costs money, costs a lot of money. We've got to pay good people to do the counseling and find the buildings and all that sort of stuff.
Yep. And we're not beholden to any government funding at all. It's all privately funded. So we're able to be very nimble and responsive of the needs to the veteran.
Well, my wife and I are proud monthly donors, and we will continue to be.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Gavin, for sharing with us today. Thank you for your service to our nation's heroes and their families. I'm proud to have you as a friend. We need to stay in touch.
Thank you so much, Dennis. I appreciate it.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time to do some knee bends. Go halfway down each time. Do about 50. This while thinking patriotic thoughts. I'll be right back. Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to vetted veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Front Lines of Freedom promo code.
America's veterans sacrificed in service to this country. They deserve quality medical care after taking off the uniform.
Concerned Veterans for America was instrumental in expanding access to needed care to millions of veterans by getting the VA Mission Act passed. But that fight continues until all veterans can get the care they need.
You can help empower veterans with better health care options. Visit CVAFrontlines.com to learn more and join the movement. That's CVAFrontlines.com.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. It's a pleasure to welcome back Adam Lallone. He's an American farmer who knows how important it is for our nation to be food independent. Other countries can, for any reason or no reason, cut off food that they're sending us or send us less than nutritious food. So this is really important. It's important to us as military people and as citizens. Welcome, Adam. Glad you could come back.
Great to be on, Danny. Thank you so much.
Adam, did you grow up as a farmer? How did you end up as a farmer?
Yeah, my family's been in the blueberry business in West Michigan since 1961. And I've been in it my whole life, you know. So went from picking blueberries to driving tractors to packing blueberries, you know, and then marketing blueberries. And so, yeah, we know something about West Michigan blueberry industry.
Well, and you obviously, therefore, that's a big part of farming. I mean, things that grow are things that grow, right?
Yeah, you know, farming in this country is such a big deal. You know, I mean, this country, you know, is from farming. We used to be all farmers, I'm telling you. And that's how the country started and started to grow. So I tell you, what we do here at Patriot Foods, Denny, is fight for the American farmer. Right now, we have the Canadians sending blueberries over for basically way under our cost, okay? Because they have the trade advantage. So it's way under our cost. We can't even ship fresh blueberries right now, Denny, and make money out of Michigan or Oregon or Washington, for that matter, because the Canadians have driven the market down so far that we can't make no money, okay? It's a big problem. You know, they're hitting the East Coast. They're hitting the coast over there in Oregon, Washington. And it's just a humongous problem. You know, and then you got Mexico. You got Mexico shipping produce across the border. And when these trucks are refrigerated, Denny, the cartel really doesn't care if they make money off them or not, because a refrigerated truck doesn't get an inspection like a non-refrigerated truck. They break that seal at the border to inspect the load. You know, the border, they own that load. They're responsible for that load now. So they really are deterred from opening these cold shipments. Therefore, the cartel, it's a free ride with the fentanyl and the meth, amphetamine, and pills, and the list goes on and on, the cocaine, okay? So that's a huge ride for the cartel. The food deal out of Mexico is cartel-driven. I'm telling you, we've seen these farms in Mexico. They're high-fenced, and it's all cartel-operated. It's amazing, actually. You know, the retailers in this country have gone cheap, cheap, cheap. And the American farmers on the outside looking in, Denny. And we're fighting back. We're bringing them to light. And that's what we do.
Well, our country, as you pointed out, has always been food independent. Indeed, during World War II, we fed almost most of the world. And after World War II, when people were recovering, and now we've sort of given it up. And that's crazy. The two things our nation really should always be is energy independent, which we have been and now we're not, and food independent, so that we can survive as a nation, regardless of who doesn't like us, does like us, is controlled by cartels, whatever. And that doesn't mean never deal with anybody, but it does mean that we need to be in control of taking care of ourselves. And all the information you said about the cartels, particularly in Mexico, but not just in Mexico, I've heard checked and double checked over and over, and I know it's true. Indeed, it's a shame to say it, but the cartels in Mexico control our southern border. The Mexican government doesn't. We just have a disaster there, and I don't understand why we put up with it at all, but it's every bit as bad as you said. Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah, I tell you, these American farmers, we need to keep them in business. And like you said, you know, it's security for the country. Listen, when dad and grandpa are struggling in the field and they can't make no money, do you think the son or the grandson wants to follow and learn? Listen, guys, you can't learn this stuff in college, okay? You know, the Democratic Party would love everybody to go to college so they can be brainwashed and get out of the fields, get out of the woods, you know? Quit being good old boys and fall in line, okay? We got to take care of these American farmers. We need to keep them in business. And you need to leave imports on the show. Read your labels. Denny, I'm telling you, even in the frozen sector, it's unbelievable how much imported garbage is in the frozen sector. Listen, we need to leave the stuff on the shelf and ask your produce manager, Michigan's in season. Why am I seeing BC blueberries and Meijer or Kroger? Okay. Listen, we need to protect these American farmers. It's so, so important. And that's what we do. And I need to ask your listeners to do me a favor. Go to patriotfoods.com. And again, Denny, as you know, we are not survival food. We are food grown from your dirt, okay? Every time, your country. Go to patriotfoods.com. It's so important. And shop today, guys. A lot of stuff's on sale. Chicken breast is on sale. Jarred items are on sale. The girls always have something on sale. It's so important. And use Denny's promo code, Frontlines, guys. Use the promo code. Denny has been a big supporter of our company for many years now. And we're great friends, and we chat all the time. I'm telling you, we love the military. Check us out. Check out our military history and our family. You know, it's so important we keep these farmers in business. And the small part we're doing, hey, it's a part, you know. We're bringing awareness, Denny, to these problems. And somebody has to, and more people have to. And we enjoy what we do, but we need your support. We need your listener support.
Yes, you do. Now, Patriot Foods is a lot more than blueberries. You're working with many, many other American farmers as a way that they can sell online. Am I right?
That's right. I mean, Denny, we have beef, pork. We have so much stuff, raspberries, blackberries. The list goes on and on and on. I mean, the beets, the canned beets are a real hot seller there. The spiced peaches, Denny, you like the spiced peaches. I'm telling you, they're a hot seller. Listen, guys, you're supporting so many farmers across this country. We buy stuff out of Kentucky, Florida, okay? You know, we're shipping to Alaska. We're shipping to Texas, California. Believe me, we can ship anywhere, okay?
And this is important. Folks, we all know that about the same time we stopped supporting our farmers, we stopped supporting our manufacturing. And all of a sudden, China is buying all this stuff. We have to buy stuff out of China. China is our biggest enemy. We have to get our country back. And the big first step is food. One more time, Adam, how do they contact Patriot Foods?
Yeah, to be a real patriot, go to patriotfoods.com and shop today. Use your promo code, Frontlines, and support Denny and support the U.S. farmer. Guys, it's so important. We have to support the American farmer and support the show, support Frontlines, okay? Listen, the quickest way we can fix these problems is by spending your money responsibly, okay? If you're a true American, buy American. It's that simple, guys. It really is.
Adam, thank you. Thank you for your appropriate comments. Thank you for your work to get our nation food independent. Thank you for being a good friend.
Thanks, Denny. God bless. Thank you.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, Gil and Skip will present Our Southern Border and a book. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. Troops, I hope you're giving serious thought to buying gold and silver to keep your future more secure. Check out Universal Coin. That's where I go. Check universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Just do a dozen with each arm twice, then take a break, but stay in the area. I'll be right back.
Fresh, flash, frozen from the American farmer every time. PatriotFoods.com. Hit the shop now button. You're supporting a veteran family in need every time you shop. Look at us online. See how we give back.
for the servicemen and women of this great country. We are fighting for the American farmer. PatriotFoods.com, promo code FREEDOM, 10% off today, folks. Shop now.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I buy Patriot Foods. It's great. PatriotFoods.com, promo code FREEDOM.
HealthVet.net was created to be the nation's number one resource center for all veterans, active military, and families. At HealthVet.net, you'll find up-to-date information on benefits available through the VA, resources on education, employment, health and wellness, and more. Find hundreds of nationally recognized organizations offering discounts on products and services, as well as local organizations from attorneys to yoga studios. You'll find them at HealthVet.net. Visit HealthVet.net for all your family's needs.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. And now it's time for the Marine B&B. Marine Vet Gil Mazza, a retired border patrolman, will discuss our nation's southern border. Welcome, Gil.
Morning, Colonel.
And Marine Vet and author Skip Coriel will discuss an interesting book, Hillbilly Elegy. So welcome, Skip. Are you the hillbilly?
Well, I resemble that remark, but we'll talk about that off the air.
Okay. Gil, you're up. Given the millions of unknowns that have crossed and are crossing our border, how can there be anything but more crime here?
Well, Colonel, the thing is, we're in day 1,293 of this Biden-Harris catastrophic border situation, right? And not that I'm counting, but at this point, Colonel, we're far beyond just the question of illegal alien immigration problem. We have at this point now a catastrophic child and woman and sex trafficking operation going on now in this country that if we understood the extent of it, it would just nauseate you.
Well, I certainly believe that. And there's other little things that are, you know, hospitals filled with people who came here not having seen a doctor in their whole lives. A school suddenly getting these kids that they've got to deal with who don't speak English or know anything about our culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, every segment of our society has been affected, you know, indefinitely at this point. But our own government partnering with these NGOs, these non-government organizations, have literally created the largest network of sex trafficking for women and children literally in the world. Through our government, right? Think about it this way, right? Back in 2020, Rachel Maddow on CNN was so choked up she couldn't even talk because of 15,000 children that had been brought into the border, brought across the border. Right now, we're almost at 500,000, Colonel, 500,000 across the country that have been illegally brought into the country and parceled out to every sex traffic mill in the United States. And you don't hear one peep about it. She's not choked up anymore and she's not talking about it anymore. I wonder what the difference is.
You know, that's a totally valid question. And all these people are eating, somebody's feeding them, either stolen or taken off shelves or our tax dollars are doing it. Somebody's feeding
them. Yeah. Well, the sad reality is America, unfortunately, is the top consumer in the world of sex porn and child sex, right? And we are now seeing literally the trafficking of women and children all across the country in the open, Colonel, in the open, at our airports, at every transportation hub. We now are literally just watching these people get picked up, separated by age, separated by gender, and just delivered to, you know, who knows who, because DHS and CBP is not allowed to ask where they're going. And in many cases, not even allowed to ascertain whether the children that any adult is bringing into this country actually belongs to them. And that is, I mean, I'll tell you what, that is heartbreaking. And the fact that the men in this country and our elected leaders in this country could just stand by and watch that happen without the outrage that should the appropriate outrage boggles the mind.
That's right. And it can only happen because the people who control the border, which is the gangs in Mexico, they are the ones that control our border now.
It's worse than that. It is not just the Mexican cartels that control the border. It is worldwide cartels. And that border, I tell you, is wide open and completely controlled by cartels worldwide. And we see them rapidly rooting their gangs and everything throughout every major city in the country, and not just committing crime out in the open, because they get something, Colonel, that Americans don't get. And that is a sanctuary. When they commit a crime, they get a sanctuary. When Americans commit a crime, you know, we have to go to jail. But the thing about it is, you know, we were supposed to have a border czar, right? Kamala Harris, take care of it all. Turns out we didn't. But at the same time, turns out we haven't had a president in 3 years either.
It's true. And we're paying the price.
Yes.
Thank you, Gil. You are getting the point out clear as can be.
Thank you, Colonel.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're doing the Marine B&B with Gil and Skip. Skip, you're up. The book is Hillbilly. You better say it right.
Well, Colonel, that's Hillbilly Elegy. Apparently, you're an officer and a gentleman, so how could you possibly even say hillbilly? I'm surprised. It's just beyond you. Hillbilly Elegy. You know, this normally isn't a book that I would read. The only reason I sought this book out was because, you know, J.D. Vance, you know, a junior senator from Ohio, became the VP candidate running with Donald Trump. And I knew hardly anything about J.D. Vance. I'd heard his name, but really nothing beyond that. And so the nagging question was, why did Donald Trump choose J.D. Vance, a junior senator, from a state that's not a battleground state? He's going to win that state anyways. What did J.D. Vance bring to the table? And so I thought, I'll read this book and see if I can figure it out. But basically, this book, you know, J.D. Vance was born, raised in poverty in Appalachia, you know, Kentucky and southern Ohio. And it was reminiscent of my own childhood. I was born and raised in poverty as well. You know, and even though I was here in Michigan, I was surrounded by coal miners from West Virginia, Kentucky, southern Ohio, who had come here, you know, during the Depression, the end of the war, to find a better life, right? And so I understood this subculture here in America. But this is an incredible book, very graphic. It's not, I mean, I was reading this book and he is so open and so direct about, you know, that culture, that way of life, not at all flattering. You know, it's filled with drug use, with just rampant bad decisions that this culture makes. But you can't help but like his grandmother and his grandfather, despite that, because they're very, very patriotic, very loyal to family. They have some good qualities, despite, you know, the warts that they have as well. So I loved this book. I really, really do. And as far as what does J.D. Vance bring to the ticket? After reading that book, what I understood is that Donald Trump is looking to sweep the Rust Belt states. He wants to get them all. You know, he wants to get Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And I think J.D. Vance, because of his heritage, he bridges the gap between billionaire Donald Trump and poverty-stricken Appalachia. He's going after the white poverty stricken people all across the country, blue collar people. That's what he's going for. And I think J.D. Vance is capable of delivering that. And from what I've seen so far, I think he's going to do it, Colonel. If people are wondering, why should I read this book? Listen, you should read the book. There was a movie put out as well. This is a best-selling novel. I understand why. It's well-written, and it just shines the light on a really sad part of American subculture.
Wow. I guess I'm going to have to read it. Thank you, Skip. That is awesome. I really appreciate you.
Well, Colonel, yeah. I appreciate you too. And I know you can read because you're an officer.
That's true. And Gil, thank you.
Gil, you should get the audiobook though.
I'm waiting for the one with the pictures that come with, you know, free crayons.
So. Oh, free crayons. Wow.
Well, thank you, Gil. And Skip, you're back on in a minute. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Let's do some push-ups now. This time about 64. I want your Ranger ready, then stand at ease.
Question for you. Have you ever wondered what you do if you are forced to defend yourself or your family? It's not fun to think about, but the truth is these situations can happen to anyone, so it's important to be prepared. In addition to likely being one of the worst days of your life, if you don't have self-defense coverage, you could be left with a mountain of legal bills. Join U.S. Law Shield today and receive immediate coverage, affordable, customizable membership options, and peace of mind.
In business for over 30 years with over $1 billion in sales, Universal Coin and Bullion is my go-to source for gold and silver coins. And right now, they're offering our listeners a newly minted 0.99 fine 1 ounce 2024 silver American Eagle coin for just $27. Call 800-UCB-GOLD, 800-UCB-GOLD, or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. And I do some coin collecting. Universal Coin was the dealer of the year for the American Numismatic Association. It's a great place to go for coins and a great place to go to purchase silver and gold. I encourage you to go to universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. You'll like what you find. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I really welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to me on Facebook or through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Skip, what's the first comment?
Well, Colonel, Air Force veteran Alan wants to know if, as a consequence of Israel's attack on Iran, is a new war coming?
Alan, earlier this year, Iran attacked Israel, so things are already at a high pace. I don't think this response by Israel will lead to an open, all-out war, but we'll see.
And Sue, a former Army nurse, wants to know why we're pushing Israel to end the current war. How is ending it now going to make things any different over there?
Sue, you're right on. A ceasefire won't change anything. The terrorists will keep killing Israelis. They have no honor. And now it's time for military history. What's the first one, Skip?
Well, Colonel, on 15 August 1845, the U.S. Naval Academy was established at Annapolis, Maryland, on site of former Fort Severn.
And the West Pointer in me makes me say, beat Navy. And on 12 August 1863, during the Civil War, Confederate raider William Quantrell led a massacre of 150 men and boys in Lawrence, Kansas. That was Quantrell's last ride.
And on 12 August 1898, the brief and one-sided Spanish-American War came to an end when Spain formally agreed to a peace protocol on U.S. terms, which included the cession of Cuba, Puerto Rico, and Manila in the Philippines to the U.S. pending a final peace treaty.
Yep. And on the 13th of August, 1918, during World War I, Offa M. Johnson enlisted at the Marine Corps headquarters, becoming the first woman Marine.
And on 13 August 1945, during our negotiations with the Japanese leaders about surrender, about 1,600 American aircraft flew over Tokyo and other Japanese cities, dropping millions of leaflets explaining the position reached in the surrender negotiations and the state of affairs in Japan. Most Japanese hawks still refused to admit defeat. Japanese sub-lieutenant Saburo Sakai shot down a B-29 near Tokyo during the night.
The war still ended, thank goodness. And on the 14th of August, 1945, again during World War II, at a government meeting, the emperor stated that the war should end. He recorded a radio message to the Japanese people saying they must, quote, bear the unbearable. During the night, a group of army officers led about 1,000 soldiers in an attempt to steal a recording and prevent it from being broadcast, but they failed to overcome the guards at the Imperial Palace. Coup leader Major Kenji Hatakara, who killed the commander of the Imperial Guard, committed suicide after the failure. The Japanese decision to surrender was transmitted to the Allies.
And on 14 August 1945, General Douglas MacArthur was appointed Supreme Allied Commander to accept the Japanese surrender. An immediate suspension of hostilities was ordered, and Japan was ordered to end fighting by all its forces on all fronts immediately.
And also on the 15th of August, 1945, Japan surrendered. This became known as VJ Day, VJ for Victory Over Japan. And since Germany had already surrendered, this was the end of World War II. Celebrations began, a two-day holiday was proclaimed for all federal employees.
And on 15 August 1945, World War II gasoline rationing in America ended. Rationing was just one of the special measures we took during wartime. Civilian auto production virtually ceased as our automotive industry turned to war production. Automotive firms made almost $29 billion worth of military materials between 1940 and 1945, including Jeeps, trucks, machine guns, carbines, tanks, helmets, and aerial bombs.
And on the 13th of August, 1948, responding to increasing Soviet pressure on Western Berlin, U.S. and British planes airlifted a record amount of supplies into sections of the city under American and British control. The massive resupply effort, carried out in weather so bad that pilots referred to it as Black Friday, signaled that we would not give in to the Soviet blockade of Western Berlin.
And on 15 August 1961, 2 days after sealing off free passage between East and West Berlin with barbed wire, East German authorities began building a wall, the Berlin Wall, to permanently close off access to the West. For the next 28 years, the heavily fortified Berlin Wall stood as the most tangible symbol of the Cold War, a literal Iron Curtain dividing Europe.
And on the 16th of August, 1945, the Watts Riot ended in south-central Los Angeles after 6 days, this with the help of 20,000 National Guardsmen. The riots left 34 dead, 857 injured, over 2,200 arrested, and property valued at $200 million destroyed. The riot started when police on August 11th brutally beat a black motorist suspected of drunk driving in the Watts area of Los Angeles.
And on 12 August 1981, President Reagan, citing alleged Libyan involvement in terrorism, ordered U.S. jets to attack targets in Libya.
And on the 16th of August 1999, for the first time, weapons were fired from a Coast Guard Hitron helicopter, quote, to execute the interdiction of a maritime drug smuggler, end quote. And that's military history for today. What would you do if you were forced to defend yourself or your family? These situations can happen to anybody, so it's important to be ready. In addition to it being the worst day of your life, you can face a large amount of legal bills. Even if you're in the right in self-defense situations, there will almost always be an investigation, and you can find yourself in the legal system. It's just the way the law works. This is why U.S. Law Shield was formed. They're here to help people through events who never thought this would ever happen to them. With their Legal Defense for Self-Defense program, experienced attorneys are always ready to help defend you 24/7, 365. To begin your membership today, go to uslawshield.com or to call 877-448-6839. Use the promo code FREEDOM. And now it's time for a self-defense report. Take us there, Skip.
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom believe strongly in your right to keep and bear arms for protection of yourself and your family. All across the country, violent crime is skyrocketing, and now, more than ever, Americans need to stand up and exercise their Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to get trained and ready to handle this growing threat. But if you're not, please look into it and learn what you can do to legally carry a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, Marie Paradis, a manager of a gas station convenience store, had already been robbed 8 times. So when she saw a suspicious man approaching the store, her instincts told her to prepare. Having no weapons, she heated a cup of coffee to near boiling and pressed a panic button beneath a computer. The man pointed a gun at her and demanded all the money. Paradis refused to give up the money, even though he threatened to kill her. She then threw the hot coffee at the man and pepper sprayed him. The thief left with some cigarettes and e-cigarettes, but no money. Marie said she'd do the same thing again if the man returned to rob her again.
Thanks, Colonel. I watched the video surveillance of this robbery, and I was amazed at what this woman did. The coffee she threw at the man's face was pretty ineffective, so I can't recommend it as a reliable self-defense tool. However, the pepper spray did have some effect in that it threw the thief off his stride and lessened his confidence. Here's my take on it. Marie, though very brave, was also extremely lucky in that the man with the gun didn't really want to kill her. It's obvious to me by watching the video, seeing the man's body language and the way he held the gun, that he didn't come psychologically prepared to take a human life. I think he just assumed that if he showed the gun, that the clerk would automatically hand over all the money. Perhaps in his mind, he didn't even consider it a violent crime because he had no intention of hurting her. But this assumption was changed when Marie fought back. In an on-camera interview, Marie told the news that she was extremely angry and was determined not to hand over the money. I understand her anger, and I would probably feel the same way if it happened to me. But here's the most important thing to consider. Marie brought hot coffee to a gunfight, and the only reason she's alive is because the thief wasn't a murderer. If you're going to resist against a man with a gun, you can't assume he's not going to shoot. Marie, while I admire and praise your courage and warrior mindset, I also advise that you buy a gun, get some training, and carry it with you while you're working. Let's face it, hot coffee and pepper spray just isn't going to cut it against a violent and determined attacker with a gun. Having said all that, all's well that ends well, and Front Lines of Freedom salutes Marie for her bravery and determination to fight back against the violent crime. God bless you, Marie, and please don't forget to buy that gun and get some training.
But it's a good thing she likes coffee.
Yes.
Our movie of the month is The Alternative Math. You can go to the Front Lines of Freedom website, go to the blog and get the link. You can watch it for free. I'd appreciate getting your comments on the movie. Send your comments to me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Next week on Front Lines of Freedom, Mike Bono will discuss a novel on the next war. It's really a good one. Then we'll discuss energy in our nation. Colonel Scott Fisher will discuss the Officers Christian Fellowship, which is open to everyone in the military community. Roland Ashby will conduct an interview from his time in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month. Our book, Front Lines of Freedom, with 19 authors, has the mission of helping all patriotic Americans step up and help our nation return to our traditional values of serving, not being served, of being in shape physically, mentally, and morally, of being proud of our nation. And it's now available in Spanish. You can purchase that book at frontlinesoffreedom.com or Amazon. Please help us get this call to action book into the hands of all Americans. And do get active in correcting our nation. Our nation needs correcting. Plug into Concerned Veterans for America. Go to cvafrontlines.com. That's cvafrontlines.com.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Front Lines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, be proud, Americans, and join me next week for military and veteran information you will not get anywhere else on the Front Lines of Freedom. Dismissed.